You need the vision to see it. You need the mentality to go after it. You need the discipline to stay committed until the job is done.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
People look for the shortcut, the hack. And if you came here looking for that, you won't find it. The shortcut is a lie. The hack doesn't get you there. And if you want to take the easy road, it won't take you to where you want to be.
Discipline is the root of all good qualities. But you have to absolutely apply it to things outside of just waking up early. It's everything. It's working out every day, making yourself stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier.
To reach goals and overcome obstacles and be the best version of you possible will not happen by itself. It will not happen cutting corners, taking shortcuts, or looking for the easy way.
It's about disciplining your emotions so you can make good decisions. It's about having the discipline to control your ego so your ego doesn't get out of hand and control you.
There is no easy way. There is only hard work, late nights, early mornings, practice, rehearsal, repetition, study, sweat, blood, toil, frustration, and discipline.
It's about facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them.
Discipline, the root of all good qualities, the driver of daily execution. Stronger, smarter, faster, healthier, better, free. Envision what it feels like when you're done. What it feels like after you've worked out, or you've held the line on your food intake, or you've pushed through some monotonous project. And contrary to that, envision what you will feel like later when you let the discipline slack. You know the feeling. You're weak and defeated, and you know that you're falling behind. So often, the easy path calls us to be weak for that moment, to give in to short-term gratification. Discipline will not allow that. So work through the weakness, fight through the temptation, hold the line.
The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will. It won't accept weakness. It won't tolerate another breakdown.
But it is worth it. Because discipline equals freedom.
What causes that switch to flip? The overdrive, the beast mode, the full-on destroyer that will not stop.
So, machines make their decisions based on ones and zeros. Binary code, yes or no. And that's actually a good system for you to implement for your own personal human machine. It's actually not that complicated. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to eat the donut? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. Make the binary code decision. Yes or no? You know the right decision to make. So go and make it. But what's equally pathetic is when people let that scenario play out in their own head. Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever. People ask me what I do when I get those little feelings running around. Well, let me tell you what I don't do. I don't tell everybody. No, I actually just keep that to myself. As a matter of fact, I don't even let those words run around inside my own brain housing group. I keep it secure, lock it down. And instead of taking charge of the situation and taking charge of their life, they let some voice in their head that's lazy and weak and pathetic start to run things. Don't let that happen. You're in charge.
It takes both emotion and logic for you to reach your maximum potential, to really give everything you have and go beyond your limits.
No matter what's happening in your life, no matter what's coming down on you, don't surrender to it. Ask yourself, what am I gonna do about this? And then go make it happen. And sometimes you're barely making any progress. Sometimes you're barely making any progress at all. And that tough situation is making you want to stop. And what you eventually learn is you can't stop. When you're going through tough situations, you got to take that next step. Take action! Some things are going to happen that are not in your control. You're going to get knocked around. You got to take the same mindset. That is, hang on to your paddle, get back in your boat, and get to rowing.
That's when you gotta use that anger, that frustration, that fear to push yourself harder. To push yourself to say, I don't stop. And when your feelings are screaming that you've had enough, and when you think you're gonna break emotionally, you gotta override that emotion with the concrete logic and willpower that says, you know what? I don't stop. And you won't.
Life is short. So go live it.
And this wraps up today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you felt moved by today's episode, feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or subscribe for future episodes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.